Thank you, sir. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, W5CGC. And for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who served in the U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It is a directed recreational net, not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Again, my name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the city of South Lake, Texas, right near the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. We're streaming audio, as we do each and every week, via the TuneIn app, Tango Uniform November, Echo India November, TuneIn. It's a free app. You can get that on your phone or tablet, download it, look for Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and there we are. You can take us with you wherever you go. Website, Whiskey5CharlieGolfCharlie.org. You can stream from there as well, and also find out all kinds of information about the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club and the Coast Guard Net. Let's stand by, as we do each and every week, for those active duty Coast Guard. Looking for active duty Coast Guard, this is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Any relay on active duty Coast Guard? All right, let's say if we have any regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile. Any regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile? This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Whiskey.
Again?
Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Delta Hotel.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Delta Hotel. Very good. How are you? And welcome to the net. Over.
Good afternoon, Dick. Got some intermod interference for some reason here through via Bluetooth. So while the Whiskey is off, doing good. You're sounding good this way. Gorgeous day here in Amelia Island. Just thought we'd check in and say hello. Whiskey Alpha 4, Delta Delta Hotel, Mobile.
All right, Bill, very good. Thank you very much for checking in there from Amelia Island, Florida. You're sounding good over this way, too. Conditions are really spotty today, but 100% copy. Good weather for you over there, over?
Affirmative. A little cloudy and overcast, but a perfect weekend, over.
QSL, very good. Well, you have a good weekend, and drive carefully out there. WA4DDH Mobile, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, 73.
73, Dick.
Any other regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile? You have any relay? All right, hearing no further mobile stations at this time, let's go for general check-ins now. Looking for Coast Guard active duty, Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard auxiliary. W5, Charlie Golf Charlie.
Whiskey A, Mike Juliet, Mike.
Whiskey Delta 9, Fox, you 4,
Mike. November 5, Charlie Echo.
All right, I got a Mike Juliet, Mike, stationing in Papa. What's the call? Station ending in Papa?
Yeah, Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo, November, Papa.
KNP, Whiskey Delta 9, Fox Uniform, Mike, and who's Charlie Echo?
Kilo Fox 5, Charlie Echo.
Kilo Fox 5, Charlie Echo. All right. Any others out there?
Kilo Lima 7, Lima Sierra.
Kilo Lima 7, Lima Sierra. One more. One more.
Oh, Kilo Lima 7, Romeo.
Ending in Romeo. Okay, I've got a bunch of double-double-doubles out there, so hang on there. I think KL7LS, stand by, KL7LS. Let's try for one more station for the log.
November Mike Romeo.
All right, very good. Let me work this group, and we'll grab the remainder, and there are a bunch of you, so stick around. The station ending in Mike Juliet Mike.
WFICGC and the Coast Guard Club. How you doing today, Dick?
Name here is Matt,
and I'm in Flint, Michigan.
I was wondering if you ever had a check-in from a Kilo Mike 4 ARS.
His name is Cecil.
He got an email from me while I was stationed with him on Tonton. I just thought maybe I could catch up with him here.
Well, we'll see if we can find him. Give me the prefix, Mike, Juliet, Mike.
Whiskey number 8.
Okay, I thought that was right, but I wanted to make sure. Whiskey 8, Mike, Juliet, Mike. Let's see if we've ever had Kilo Mike for Alfa Romeo Sierra. All right, very good. Let's type all that in there. Yes, sir. He has checked in as recently as May 26. Over.
Oh, good. I'd like to catch up with him. I was stationed with him on Canton, and I just thought I'd like to catch up with him. He was also an ET.
All right. Well, let's see if he's out there. Kilo Mike 4, Alpha Radio Sugar. Are you on board today? Well, not yet, but he might stop by later on. You might just stick around there, Matt. Over.
Okay, I'll hang around. Maybe he'll check in.
All right, sir. Everything okay up in Flint?
Everything's okay. It's raining, but everything's okay, even the water.
I like that part. Very good. A little rain up there as well. W8MJM, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, thank you, sir. Semper Paratus to you. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa?
Yeah, that's it. Not much to report from here. We finally had about 4 days to attend. And I'm in the process today of painting some of the outside garage that I'm
fucking. November 2, Alpha Uniform.
Yeah, Ed, very good. WA4 KNP, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, you said you're painting something and then you took a fade. Did I hear you say something about the garage?
Garage, that's where my shack is, and the outside of it is getting pretty bad. So I figured I'd give it a shot of paint.
Ah, excellent, excellent. Very good. Well, maybe that'll help send some signals out this way instead of soaking back into the wood. Over.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. And that is a bit. There's a lot of noise today, but the signal here is better than normal.
Roger, roger. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, thanks very much for the kind words. Well, good luck with the paint job out there. Send pictures, WA4KNP, before and after, of course. WA4KNP, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey Delta 9, Fox Uniform Mike.
Well, the big news here this week was yesterday my wife took her FAA written, and she's working on her private license, and she should be ready to sober pretty soon. That's the big news around here. Other than that, I guess it's the weather. Been kind of cool here, 50 to 60, so welcome to June of Wisconsin. Back to you, Dick, W5CGC, WD9FUF.
Okay, Jude, you hit the dial a little bit there, and you're a little off frequency. I'm not sure if you got the clarifier on or what, but drops you down a KC or so, or half a KC, but I copied you. And congratulations to your wife on getting that license started. That sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of work. So congratulations on that effort. Whiskey Delta 9, Fox Uniform, Mike, 7-3, sir, Semper Paratus, and good luck up there this weekend. Okay, dude, yeah, you have a cat, and I have two dogs back here barking, and I'm not even sure if they're barking at each other or at me, but they are making some noise. Kilo Fox 5, Charlie Echo.
Hello, dude.
Yeah, Bill, boy, it has been a little while. Good to have you on board. Conditions, propagation has been very different the last few weeks. Got some short skip, more or less, and you're not too strong right now, but I'm glad to have you on board. Over.
Roger, roger. Well, when you first noticed the net, you were getting strong. Maybe you're going down every sand, but I've been picking up more noise at the beginning of it, too, so I think sand is changing. Over.
Roger, roger, roger. Well, it's good to have you on board, and good to get you in here. Like last week, the short skip was in, and I was able to work some museum ships in Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, and Arkansas. It helped with the totals. Over. All right, sir. You've been doing okay down there. I can copy well enough. What's going on in Mississippi? Over. All right, very good, very good. Good to talk to you again. Hope the propagation will allow another contact. And I tell you, that dog has got the loudest darn bark for a small dog. They always do, don't they? All right, 7-3 is Kilo Fox 5, Charlie Echo from W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Kilo Lima 7, Lima Sierra.
November 65, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Kilo Lima 7, Lima Sierra. The name here is Charles. The QTH is in Niceville, Florida. We're about 10 miles east of Eglin Air Force Base. We haven't been on the net. This is just my second time. We've had some medical problems, which precluded me to check in, but we're back up and going now, so hopefully things will stay that way. Over.
Sierra Charlie Alpha. Hello, radio. Hello, hello.
Yeah, very good. Kilo Lima 7, Lima Sierra, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, good to have you on board, Charles. Got somebody talking over the top of you. Not sure why, but maybe the receiver part of his radio is not working. Transmitter part's working fine. Good to have you back on. So you said you had some challenges there. Over.
Yeah, roger, I did. About a year ago, I had torn rotator cuff in my right shoulder and had it operated on 3 times. Finally got it straightened out and just about back to 100%. So we were not doing very good with that shoulder surgery. That's what I was sure. I'm sorry to say this, but I did not catch your name. Over.
Okay, very good. Name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. Delta India Charlie Kilo. Over.
Okay, roger, Dick. Well, I'm going to do my best to check in here on Saturdays at somewhere around this time of day. You're about an S9 plus about 10 there, Dick, so you have a nice signal coming this way. I'm not for sure how well we're doing back towards Texas. Over.
You're Q5 copy right now, even with the dogs barking in the background here. Kilo Lima 7, Lima Sugar, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, thanks for being there. You have a great weekend, and hope that shoulder continues to improve. 7-3, Semper Paratus.
Roger, thank you very much, Dick. Same to you, 7-3. God bless, take care. We're clear.
All right, sir, 7-3's to you. Station ending in November, Mike Romeo.
November 1, Sierra
Charlie. November, Mike Romeo, 24, NMR, good night, Dick.
All right, K4NMR, hang on a second. Gentlemen out there, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard amateur radio net on 14300. It is a directed recreational net. Wish everybody would stand by until you're called on for check-ins. Be happy to take your call when that time occurs. If you'll be so kind to offer us that courtesy, we'll offer you the courtesy back. K4NMR, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, go ahead. Over.
Good morning, Dick, and glad to hear we've got a little bit of food on here. We missed you on the Zutnet the other day. Kind of always wait for you to be the first one in line, if you know what I mean. Anyway, there's something you can do for me. I was looking at the club roster. My call sign on there is out of date. If you get some time, would you change that to Kilo 4 November by Corbin over?
I sure will. And Tom, you got can you back down on the mic gain a little bit? You're a little bit distorted. I think it might be overdriven.
Roger, and how's that?
Oh, much better. Night and day.
Roger, I was had my lips up on it, you know, and but I backed off a few inches. It should be a little better.
Okay, what was the call sign? At the former call sign?
KJ4HEY Kilo Juliet 4 Hotel Uniform India.
Okay, I will definitely pass that along to the webmaster and to Mr. Rick, and we'll get that updated. Thanks for that. Yeah, I wasn't able to get on the air on Thursday for the CWNet because of traveling down to Waco to pick up my little buddy from Austin. His name is Travis. He's another miniature schnauzer. Him and the Admiral are going at it down here underneath my feet, barking and making all kinds of racket. If you wonder, that's what's going on here. But, that kind of came up at the last second, and Thursday was the only day I could go get him. So, missed the net, and I always do miss missing the CW net. Over.
Roger that. We missed you. I have a 16-pound yellow tabby, and he likes to sit on top of my laptop and change the pages on my webpage there. But anyway, best to you, Dick, and we'll catch you on the Zutnet here next week.
Yep, I plan on being there if everything goes according to the way it's supposed to. K4NMR, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, good to have you on board today. So 73, Sipper Paratus.
Roger, 73.
All right, this is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, Dallas, Fort Worth. Net Control Station, I'm taking check-ins now. I'm listening for those Coast Guard veterans, active duty Coast Guard, and Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Kilo Bravo 1 November.
Oscar Golf November.
I got Fox Sierra Zulu Kilo Bravo 1 November. I think it's Oscar Golf November.
November.
Oscar Golf November. November.
All right, sir. Thank you much. Give me one or two more. KA6D, is there another mobile? Kilo Radio 4 X-ray? All right, hang on there. We'll work this group, and then we'll pick up some more. Fox Sierra Zulu, go ahead.
Kilo India 4, Fox Sierra Zulu over Tampa Bay. Thanks for running the net. Good signal. Not much going on over here but the heat there. Go ahead.
Roger, Roger. Good to have you on board. Nothing much but the heat. Well, it is that time of year, I guess. Roger?
Yep, it sure is. Okay, there's a bunch of guys calling. Just wanted to check in. Thanks for picking me up. Good afternoon.
Okay, Jeff, it's Tampa Bay Day. I just talked to Tom down there in Tampa Bay, and I got another one down here in the bottom of the list. So. Sounds like everybody in Tampa and the Tampa Bay area is up and running today. That's a good thing. 73 Semper Paratus, KI4FSZ, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Kilo Baker 1 November.
Hi, Dick. Jerry in Cincinnati. Nice day, humid, 83 with a single lot hotter. Good day to stay in during the midday and get projects early and later. The propagation isn't too bad. I can hear you fairly good now. Back to you.
Roger, Roger. It's a little bit up and down, Al, but good signal from there in North Carolina today. Hope you have a good weekend. I always appreciate you checking in and saying howdy. Semper Paratus to you. We'll see you next week.
Fine business. Semper Paratus, AB1N, listening.
Roger, Roger. And there's a big old bark from the Travis person. Station ending in Oscar Golf November. Oscar Golf November.
November 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Whiskey, Alpha. Oscar Golf November, in the middle, 40 miles north of Tallahassee. We're 66 degrees here, and a nice signal from Dallas, Fort Worth.
All All right, very good. Well, the Travis dog barked really loudly and took you out. Give me your call sign again.
Whiskey Alpha 2, Oscar Golf November. Whiskey Alpha 2, Oscar Golf November.
All right, I got it. Whiskey Alpha 2, Oscar Golf November. Thank you very much for your service in the Navy. And, Ralph, appreciate you calling in from over in Georgia. 7-3, sir.
7-3. Maryland.
Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta. Very good morning.
Good morning, Dick, and good morning to everybody across the country and the coast. It's about 80 degrees out here in Southern California, and I've been dealing with bouts of vertigo, so the doctor told me instead of taking the medicine once a day, take it three times a day for 3 weeks. So, but I tell you, my world's going a little little crazy when you have this vertigo. So I got to be careful on stairs and like that. But he said what's causing it is fluid in my inner ear. So that's why I'm going to be on this medicine for 3 weeks. So been very busy doing different things here in our coffee place, which shut down for about 3 weeks. And now it's all revamped and really pretty in there. So Starbucks is looking really good now. So anyway, wish everybody the best. And my son and his two brother-in-laws and all their families spent the week up in Oregon in a rented house up on the coast. And they're due home today. So we miss them. So anyway, Dick, are you permanently going to have that other dog, or what's the story on that? This is KA6D.
Kilowatt Alpha 6 Delta, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. No, Travis is here for probably a couple of weeks. I'm just watching him while his mom is out on vacation. I get to do that for various reasons, two or three, four times a year, depending on business trips and that and the like. He comes up, and him and the Admiral have a good time playing with each other, but he does get to be a little pushy, a little vocal at times. If you don't, if he wants something and you don't move right away, he gets louder and louder and louder until you kind of put him in his place. So I know what he wants. He doesn't want to be in here anymore, but unfortunately he's kind of stuck for a while, so that's the way it goes. He's a good old dog. He's a 8-year-old miniature schnauzer, and him and the Admiral really have a good time together. KA6D, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, over.
Oh, that's a good. Thanks for letting us know that. I didn't know whether you had added a member of the family there. So, anyway, best wishes to everybody. I hope you have a good, good weekend. And this is KA6D back to W5CGC. Best wishes, guys. 73.
All right, very good. 7-3s to you. Kilo Radio 4 X-Ray, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Yeah, KR4X, a real light copy on you, Larry. Not as strong as normal down that way. Over. Yeah, you using a different antenna or something? You faded out on me, but I got you in the logbook. Always good to hear you, and also another one of the regulars on the CW net on Thursday. It's always a pretty good signal from you on CW. KR4X, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. 7-3s, Larry. We'll see you Thursday on the net. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Take a couple more check-ins here before the bottom of the hour, and we look for Alaska and Hawaii. I'm looking for Coast Guard veterans, the active duty Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard reserves. This is W5CGC.
And 4AHO.
And 4AHO, go ahead.
Roger, W5CGC, this is N4AHO, Doug, in upstate South Carolina. You're coming in a good 5-9 into our area, over.
Thank you, sir. Not a bad signal yourself. Good to have you back on the net. don't have you listed down here. I can't. My net isn't telling me. Are you prior Coast Guard? Over.
Roger. Yes. Prior regular reserve and current Coast Guard auxiliary. Over.
Oh my, you're a busy fella. Give me your Coast Guard years and your Raider rank, maybe a couple duty stations. I'll fix this so next time I'll know. Over.
Well, actually, I'm in your system somewhere, but it may be under my previous call sign, which was Kilo Mike 4 Quebec X-Ray Charlie. Over.
Okay, we'll take a look for that. Go ahead and give me the Coast Guard background. I'll put it in fresh here under this new call sign. Over.
Roger. Academy graduate 1980. Assigned to the Ingham on my first tour, 80 to 82. Then headquarters after that. Went to the reserve in 85 up until about 94. Over.
Okay, another one of those Ingham sailors. Very good, Academy graduate, and I'm sure I've got all that information in your file here, but may have missed it here with the new call sign. Very good. Well, we haven't heard from the Ingham today. Normally, they're up here. They may come up a little later on. I'm kind of curious. They were part of the museum ship weekend event last week and sound like they were mighty busy, so it'd be fun to see how they did. Where was Ingham home ported when you were on board? Over.
It's 75 CGC, this is N4AH, Portsmouth, Virginia, at the support center there. Over.
Roger, very good. Now, have you been down to see her in Key West?
Negative. That's kind of far for me to go these days, but we did when she was at Patriots Point.
Yeah, very good. Well, they're doing mighty fine down there in Key West. All kinds of activities, community activities, and of course tours and whatnot. She looks mighty fine. Very good, Doug. Well, thank you very much for being there. Semper Paratus to you. Thank you for your Coast Guard service, and I'll make sure that this information is updated in the roster if it hasn't already been. N4AHO, thanks for stopping by from W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, November 4, Alpha Hotel Oscar, Roger 73, thank you. I'll probably just hang around and listen for a little while.
All right, sir, very good. Good to have you on board. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. I am in Dallas-Fort Worth, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. It's pretty close to the bottom of the hour. What do you say? Let's listen for our Alaska stations and Hawaiian stations today with propagation as it is. Hard to say whether we'll get any takers or not. Last couple of weeks we've had pretty good turnout from Alaska and Hawaii. So to help out with that, we have Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, AL 7DD, up in the great state of Washington. Mr. Nick, how are you? Over.
Graduation today. Over.
Ah, big day in the Pacific Northwest. Very good. Graduation day for the University of Washington, and it's raining. Got to be, right?
Yeah, they start at noon and go to 4 o'clock, so by that time they say we might have some thunder showers.
Do they do it outside in Husky Stadium?
Yep, they do.
That's appropriate. Very appropriate. What else would you expect? Good to talk to you, sir. Signal is, about like it was a little earlier, so we are reading you 100%. I'm going to go let the hounds out. Who let the dogs out? I am. I'm going to let a different kind of dog than the Huskies out the back door and see if I can stop some of this barking. I'll let you talk to the Alaskans. AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Okay, well, we'll see what we can do. We'll bring the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska, looking for our Alaskan members. Thank you.
Mike up in the studio, 7 Delta Delta. How about
0 Victor November Quebec.
Well, I tell you what, AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, I turned the antenna to point your way, and man, the noise level came up. Somebody must have turned on a hairdryer someplace. I got KL7IWC, KL7IQQ, KL2 Papa Mike, KL0 Quebec Zulu, and did I hear you say Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar?
KD0 Victor November Quebec, but he didn't copy me, and I don't know if he was in Alaska or even if he was in Alaska.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, very good. Well, I don't hear Mr. Rick Mobile. You want to give him a call and see if he's got anything for us? Over.
Okay, I'm going to turn the quad just a little bit more to the south there. Whiskey Foxtrot, Oscar. Rick, can you copy me any better over there in Nevada?
Well, yeah, I hear you a lot better now.
All right, well, you got a bigger signal on this side of the quad, too. Richard wants to know if you, you have anything for us this morning, any new members, or any new word about anything there, Officer Rick. Till he retires, so that'll put you out right around September sometime, I think. Anything else there, Officer Rick? Okay, well, you motor safely over there, I know you will. And we'll look for you maybe next week. Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar, Mobile in Nevada, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Okay, back over to you there, Richard, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, AL7DD.
All right, very good, AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Very strange conditions. Every once in a while, Rick would pop in and I could hear him, but that noise, it's very narrow. Whatever it is, it's kicking up a ruckus over here. People listening on the podcast or on the TuneIn app know what I'm talking about. If you do listen to the podcast later, all you're going to hear for about the last 2 minutes, is static. That's about it. Let's see if November Hotel 7 Juliet is there. NH7J, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Yeah, I hear him, Gus, NH7J, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Man, I got some kind of horrible static just pointing the antenna your direction. Let me try to maybe click it a couple of clicks to the south. I might be able to hear you better. I hope you're doing okay over there. Not terribly strong today, but we got you down. What's happening over in your part of Hawaii? I hope nothing is exciting that's going on down the Big Island, over.
Just kind of getting up here, but bright sunshine, so this looks a real nice weekend at least on this island. Yeah, the Big Island, it's not getting any better. All that lava coming off the Kilauea, it's spreading out, it's reached the sea, and I guess we're over 600 homes. But not as many as we do. You can complain all you want to, but won't make any difference. So, beautiful weekend, nothing new. We're busy working and trying to keep up with things, getting ready for a roof exercise involving Windlink here, but that'll be on the shared network. That we're going to try to use that for all the hospitals here. So, kind of in the middle of arranging that exercise. So, nothing new to report there, Richard. So, coming this way, loud and clear. W5CDC, NH7
Juliet,
over.
Okay, very good, Gus. NH7J, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to have you on board today. Thanks for the report from Hawaii. Glad to hear all is well where you are. And if things just continue to not look good. Down on the Big Island, I'm afraid that looks like they're still saying it could get worse before it gets better. So good grief. So 7-3s to you, Semper Paratus. We'll look forward to chatting with you again next week. NA7J, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. 7-3s there, Gus.
Aloha.
And aloha to you. Let's take some more check-ins now. Look for those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary.
King 6,
is Juliet Hotel, Delta.
You are too portable.
Okay, Kilowatt 6 Juliet Hotel Delta. Who's the QRP portable?
Hey, good afternoon, Dick. November 2, Quebec, Golf, Victor. Hey, what's that?
November 2, Quebec, Golf, Victor. All right, and there was another one?
Victor, Echo 3, Romeo, Mike, Juliet, Romeo, Mike.
Who's ending in Lima? Whiskey 8, India, Juliet, Lima. All right, I know there's some more in there. I'm going to have to turn the antenna to the east to get rid of the noise, but before I do that, K6, JHD, you're big and strong. Go ahead.
Yeah, W5CGC, K6, JHD. Hey, good morning, Dick. It's, you're very strong here. You're almost S9. Got good Q5, of course. We're having a bright, sunshiny day here. In the museum week, I got on the air and got four stations. I got the Star of India down here in San Diego. USS Nautilus on the Groton, the Coast Guard Cutter Ingham. Finally, I got them and the USS Colorado museum ship. So this is only for I could muster up USS Midway was, I couldn't get them, but I went down, went on the ship on Memorial Day and threw some flowers over the side. So, back to you, Dick.
Yeah, very good, David. Yeah, I heard you out there playing in the museum ship contest. It was not a contest, but the museum ship event last week. Heard several of the fellas out there, actually. You had a pretty good time. And I'm glad you got a bunch of them there. That sounds like a good group. And want to thank you for being out there. And we'll wish you all the best. Semper Paratus to you. Over.
Yeah, Semper Paratus to you too. There. Yeah, I was glad I got the Ingram. Yeah, it was really came in strong. He was a good S9 here. Good S9 that morning. So back to you.
Roger, Roger. Well, very good, very good. Well, 7-3s to you, sir, and I'm glad you're able to get the old Coast Guard cutter down in Key West as well. Sound like you did pretty good there. 7-3, Semper Paratus, November 2, Quebec Golf Victor. Go ahead. Roger, November 2, Quebec Golf Victor, light but readable with the QRP on today. Today's propagation is not so good, so the fact you're able to make the trip is always good when you're doing QRP. So 7-3s to you, 7-3s to you, and a great big old Semper Paratus from us here at W5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Thanks for checking in. Whiskey 8, India Juliet Lima.
That is it. Mike, QTH is Tiffin, Ohio, Coast Guard Auxiliary, over.
Hi, Mike. How are things up in Tiffin, Ohio today, over?
Wet and very, very rainy, over.
Ah, QSL getting a little bit of that liquid sunshine. Sounds like a few areas are getting some of that up that way. Hope it's not too bad, but hey, you know, good day to stay inside and play radio, right?
That's Roger. That's exactly what's happening. It's been coming down all day, so I guess it's going to be a long day. 7-3, have a good net. Talk to you again later. W8IJL, back to net control.
Roger, Roger. Whiskey 8, India, Juliet, Lima. W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net in progress. Let's take some additional check-ins now. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard active duty, Coast Guard auxiliary.
This is Kilo India 7, Foxtrot, Quebec, Romeo.
At KI7F WQR. Who else? Get some relays on those. I can hear a couple more out there, but they're very light. Can I get some relays? Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie, is that a relay or direct? All right, let's we'll try again here in a second. KI7 FQR, go ahead.
This is Kilo India 7 Foxtrot Quebec Romeo. Name is Glenn. Golf Lima Yankee November using Collins KWM2 into a long wire. And you're coming in about 5'7", and I've got to confess right now, no Coast Guard experience, only Army, but I always wished I did. Over.
Roger. Thank you for your service in the Army, Glenn. Had you checked in here, well, I guess back in February. Nice signal from Arizona today. Conditions are not that great, but again, thank you for your service in the Army. Over.
Well, thank you, sir. Once again, I lost a couple of our pilots who went over to the Coast Guard and flew. So I was always very envious, but I just had too much time committed into the military, into the Army at that time. Over.
Roger, Roger. I certainly understand that. Your commitment to the Army, and we do thank you for that, and appreciate you checking in with us today. Over.
Not a problem, sir. Thank you very much, and I'll continue listening if you need.
Airborne Ranger.
All right, sir. Thank you. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie. Go ahead. Boy, Tim, you're real light copy, W6RMC. You're very light copy. Over. I've lost Tim. Did you copy Tim up there, Nick, AL7DD? Well, it sounds like conditions have dropped off here in the last few minutes quite a bit. Stations are very light. I know there are a couple of additional stations trying to check in. Let's try it again. Looking for Coast Guard active duty, Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard auxiliary. Whiskey 4, Norway Mike Lima, go ahead.
Good morning, Jack. Just like trying to take a CF pilot to get hold of you. Nothing going on here in Idaho. Weather's nice, 70 degrees. Have a great day, and greetings, W4NML.
Very good, Bill. Good to have you on board. Thanks for being there. Yeah, conditions are up and down like crazy. You're off the back of the beam, but 100% copy. Thank you for your Coast Guard service. A big Semper Paratus from W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Talk to you later. This is W5CGC U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Let's see if we can get any additional check-ins now. Those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
KM4DKQ.
KM4DKQ, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Dick. This is KM4DKQ. Just sit back, top of you guys. Topping pretty rough today, over.
Yeah, stations are really up and down. I'm also operating a backup rig today, which has quite different characteristics as far as the receiver is concerned. So I'm actually, a little uncomfortable myself. is very, you know, operating the, when you change rigs like this, you know, little different characteristics make it all the difference in the world. Over.
That's for sure. Roger, roger.
Roger that. Roger that. Everything all right in Newport News today?
Yeah, roger. Summer time here. It's going to get hot. We're experiencing summertime. Over.
Roger. Roger, roger. Well, it's summertime here, too. 95 degrees. Right now, it's just a very cool 91. Over. Roger, roger. Very good. Well, good to have you on board there, Mr. Cliff. And always a pleasure to talk to you. Kilo Mike 4, Delta King Queen, W5 Charlie Golf, Charlie 73, Semper Paratus.
Okay, Dick, roger, roger, 73.
Let's see who else we have out there, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary.
November 6, Victor 3, Mexico.
All right, got November 6, Victor X-Ray, Mexico, and November 4, November Mike Kilo, N6VXM, go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. This is N6VXM. Name is Arnie, Alpha Romeo, November India Echo, in South Carolina, near Hilton Head. We have nothing to really report other than it's 79 degrees. I got on and off rain today. We've had rain for the last 2 days. We are nothing else to report. So back to you, Net, N6VXM.
N6VXM, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good, Arnie. Good to have you with us. Roger on the rain there in South Carolina. Sounds like it's keeping it kind of comfy cool there, but not a good day to probably mow the lawn. Over.
Oh, you got that right. Yeah, we just came back in. It's just an on and off drizzle. Nothing really spectacular to write home about. Yesterday we had really heavy rain shower that came through with a lot of lightning, but today it's just gentle rain. And it kind of put a damp on a lot of activities that we're doing today with both Coast Guard activities that we have and with the auxiliary and some local fire departments that we have today and kind of to plug in.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, very good. Well, good to have you on board with us today, Arnie. And 73s to you, Semper Paratus, November 6, Victor X-Ray Mike, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. And let's see if we can grab November 4, November Mike Kilo. Not very strong. Over. Yeah, roger, roger. Well, glad you're able to make the trip there from Delaware. Are you getting some of the rain some of the other fellows over there are talking about? Over. Well, didn't get anything back on that, Bob. N4NMK, you're in the logbook. Hope you have a good weekend. Sorry conditions are as rough as they are this week. We could chat some more, a little longer. N4NMK, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Roger on the thunderstorm. Roger, roger, roger on the thunderstorm. Don't play with the lightning bolts. This is W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and we got about 5 more minutes. Any additional check-ins here on the Coast Guard Net, looking for Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Auxiliary. Okay, I heard somebody ending in Foxtrot, but I did not get the call sign. Try it again. Is that Whiskey Alpha 2 Delta Kilo Foxtrot? Can I get a little help on that call sign? Well, it popped right out. Whiskey Alpha 3, Delta Kilo Foxtrot. Is that a roger? I must have something wrong here. Whiskey Alpha 3 Delta Kilo Fox doesn't show up, so I've got a digit wrong somewhere. Try it again. It's Victor Alpha 3. No wonder. VA3DKF. Very light copy down here in Texas today, Dan. Very light copy, but I have you in the logbook. Over. Well, I'm afraid I didn't get any of that. I'm having a real, real tough time. I'm glad I got your call in the book, but other than that, not much readable. Victor Alpha 3 Delta Kilo Foxtrot from Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W5 Coast Guard Club, Dallas Fort Worth, and that is about all the time we have here for this particular session of the net. We're going to QSY up to 14327. See if anything works better up there. We'll certainly give it a try. In the meantime, it'll be time for you to tune in the Maritime Service Network. Victor Alpha 6 Delta Hotel, VA6DH, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
How about that? I was ready to go. Good morning, Dick. Your signal's not bad. There is atmospheric noise, so atmospheric will be over.
Boy, a few minutes ago, I had the antenna pointed this exact direction. It sounded like somebody just turned on the noisiest hairdryer you ever heard in your life. It was pathetic. I could barely copy AL7DD and none of the Alaskans because of the noise. Anyway, what else is new besides the band's not very good? Over.
Yeah, that's not new.
Not a whole heck of a loss. I think we're about to get our first big thunderstorm this afternoon, but we've had nice weather over the last while. We're going to cool off for this week and then pick back up the week after that. I heard the Hawaiian station loud and clear. He was in F6 at the Hawaiian station, and I heard one of the Alaskan stations over.
Roger, roger. Well, very good. Now, Gus is gets up mighty early to get on the air, and I hate it when the conditions are not so great and I have a hard time hearing him like that. Well, we're going to QSY up the band a little bit, take all of our Coast Guard buddies up there with us, those that want to go, and if you haven't checked in yet, we'll be up there momentarily, 14327. I got to let the Admiral in, and I will be right there, so we'll see you next week.
Yes, you certainly will. Dick, all clear with Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. This is Victor Alpha 6, Fox Trail Hotel. We're coming at control station
for this opening session of the Maritime Mobile Service Net.
My name is Don, Dog Ocean Nancy. I live in Lethbridge, which is in southern Alberta. I'm about 55 miles north of the Montana border, 130 of Calvin.
And I'm also using a different microphone and also a different rig, and I haven't really checked out the processor very much. I'm going to stand by here. I'm going to be flying around, but I'll be here. Look, and this should be up on the floor. Maybe we should be able to see that's
a AL7
DD.
Okay, Dad. Yeah, Dad. Did you happen to hear that officer that served on the Ingham?
Yeah, well, I'm up here on Saturday morning. I usually don't bring it in here. I sleep better at night if I'm playing around on them dogs on the roof. The man's going to be up here 100 today. I'm going to play around with the wires here. I think maybe the other rig reads from the I think I must have disturbed some wires when I was putting in the other antenna. I'm going to check it out. I'll be standing by.
Okay, Ted. Now you got a big signal. I don't even have the quad in your direction, so you got a pretty good signal. Anyway, we'll see if we have any other stations for the U.S. Coast Guard amateur radio net that served in the U.S. Coast Guard. Coast Guard Reserve Public Health Service doctors. Anyone on the check-in?
Whiskey Alpha 6, Yankee, Papa, F.O.
Kilo 7, Delta, Delta, Mike.
Okay, Delta, Delta, Mike, K3BTP. Delta, Delta, Mike. And WA6YPE. WA6YPE, go ahead first.
Oh, no good. Their name is Bill in Laverkan, Utah. Coast Guard 1957. Did my four and then did another 8 or 10. As a reserve off the coast of California, which a little California, worked a little, that was on the old 83 footers. In the old guard, WA6YD.
Okay, Bill, WA6YPE, Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta, Coast Guard 57 to 62 or thereabouts. And, yep, it's down on your signal, but we got 90% of that. So, K7 Delta Delta, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Nick.
Yeah, go ahead and check me in. I had Dick, he was about 5'7", really a good signal. Southeastern Montana until that was just a few minutes before he cut us wide, and since he's done that, he's down in the muck. I can't hear him at all, so if you want, go ahead and take me in there, Nick. Everything's fine business there in Southeastern Montana. K7DDM.
Okay, K7 Delta Delta Mike, nice big signal out of Montana there, and I'm sure Dick will be up here in a minute or two, maybe he's already here, and K3 Bravo Tango Papa, 7DD. Okay, Paul, good to hear you this morning. Pretty decent signal. Band is up and down, though, so we'll have to see how it plays. Okay, thanks, Paul. Let's see, break. W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, AL7DD.
AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and we got the Admiral in the house and managed to clear off 14300, and I heard Whiskey Alpha 6 Yankee Papa Echo. Good afternoon or good morning, K7 Delta Delta Mike. I heard him. How you doing, Dan? And did not really hear K3BTP much. I could tell he was there. But did WA6YPE, was he in Utah? I have him in California.
From California to Laverkan, Utah, just call out Keith. Send in there. An old 83 footer guy, and been around a while. Go ahead, Dick.
Okay, I didn't get the town in Utah, but what was the town again?
Laverkan, two words, capital L-A, capital V-E-R-K-I-N.
All right, sir, very good. Well, we've got you in the logbook here for today. Good to have you back with us. And, Dan, you're coming in pretty strong down here now. Hope you're copying me. Over.
Oh, yeah, roger, Dick. I thought that you queued aside wide real quickly there, and then I heard Nick, and I thought he was talking to you, and I said, well, I've lost a tick altogether, but it turns out you weren't on the air yet, so I turned my beam over to Nick, and then I brought it back to you, and I think you're probably 20 over by now here in beautiful big sky country. It's going to get up to 93 degrees and about 93% humidity, and I was thinking about some of them Dallas days. Kind of like that kind of weather there, Dick. Go ahead.
It sounds like home is what it sounds like. It's about 91 already here. Yeah, 91 degrees. And the humidity is probably pretty close to matching it. Didn't hear K7DCG today. Normally I hear him, but no heard. Not at all. Over.
Okay. Yeah, roger. Yeah, I don't know. I think he's still in that one park there right now. I haven't seen him move up, I don't think.
since the last week or so, but I don't know. Oftentimes, they'll have a breakfast on Saturdays at the Ham Radio Club there, some restaurant. I know I've been there on a Saturday, and that's generally what he does. It depends on the Saturday, I guess. Anyway, I'm doing a little work in the garden, and I've got to go up on my tower, and I think that Yagi moved a little bit on me. So when I got up north, pointing a little bit to the northeast, so I think it loosened up somehow on the rotor. So I've got to go up and tweak with that. And Nick, as always, had a booming signal out of the northwest there. Dick, go ahead.
Roger, roger. Very good. Well, right now, that whatever the noise was that occurred while he was talking to Alaska, the same pretty much beam heading as I've got now, I could barely hear anything. Like I said, it sounded like somebody turned on a couple of hundred hair dryers. It was just terrible. But that noise has gone away now, so I have no idea what that was. So that's good. But good to talk to you. Sounds to me like you have your work cut out for you. My antenna is, I'm not sure. I think, you know, it's been up there a long time, and I'm starting to get worried that the whatever the little contacts are in there that send the message about which way it's heading, which way it's pointing, may be getting worn, because every now and then I get a reading down here on the rotor control, and I'm not sure it's really pointed that way, if you know what I mean. But it's not turning, physically turning on the mast. I think it's just maybe my antenna rotor is starting to show its age. Over.
Oh, boy. Yeah, well, that could be the case. I just hold my breath, Dick, every time I use it, because I rebuilt it in 92, and it was kind of a rusted-up mess. I think I actually had to buy a bearing, and a new thrust bearing or something for it. I don't remember now, but it's been working. I had trouble with the controller, and I had to send it in, and I forget what it was, some little thing. And so, as I said, I kind of hold my breath there, but... tower's not as high as it was, regretfully, but it won't be too much of a chore, I don't think. We had a thunderstorm come through two nights ago, and it was we had near 50 mile an hour winds and about an inch and a half of rain and hail and sleet in about an hour's period of time. So it was I'm so proud that it's still up there. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I know how those thunderstorms. I've experienced a few of them up there when we were doing the cross-country bike rides. Man, they come up fast, and they are mean and nasty when they do come through there. That is for sure. We had one here the other night, too, that just kind of popped up, came roaring down from Oklahoma, and it was hit or miss as far as what part of the area it ran over, but it ran over me. A lot of lightning and thunder, fortunately no hail, but we did get an inch of rain in virtually no time flat, so most of it didn't know where to go. It just kind of puddled up in the yard and then just soaked right in, so that was the end of it. Anyway, good talking to you, K7DDM. Take care up that away. We'll see you next week. Big Semper Paratus, K7 Delta Delta Mike, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good luck on the tower climb.
Thank you, 73K7DDM.
This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, W5 Coast Guard Club. Listening for additional check-ins, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
Charlie 7, Tango Echo Romeo.
All right, so Kilo Charlie 7, Tango Echo Romeo, K9 ZPU. And who else? Is that November 4 and November Mike Foxtrot? All right, N4NMF, stand by. KC7 Tango Echo Romeo, go ahead.
Everybody's been in the mud most of the morning. First 30 minutes, I couldn't hear anyone. Over.
Oh, neither could I. That was part of the problem there, Alan. Good to have you on board today. I did return your phone call yesterday. I think it was yesterday. I almost missed the message. Over.
No, okay. I might have my phone shut off. I'll check my log, give you a call back later on it. I had something I was going to ask you. I don't remember what it was. I was talking about right now. That's not been too important, or I still remember it. I got my new radio in and auto-tuner, trying to get it all figured out. So far, it's working like it should, I believe.
Well, it sounds good. What radio is it?
I got the U2FT891.
Yeah, 891. All right, that's the new smaller mobile kind of rig, right?
Yeah, it's strictly HF. Doesn't have the VHF, UHF in it, so it's 6 meters on through.
Well, it sounds good. It takes a while to get them set up the way you like them. But it's doing the job for you. I'm actually hearing you 100% copy. There is QSB on the frequency, but, hey, it's been that way. I'll take any signal I can hear.
Well, I understand that. Okay, buddy, I'll let you get off here. 7338. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, 73s, Alan. I'm working a backup rig here today, too, the FT-991. I had to send my primary rig, the DX3000, into Yaesu to get the audio amplifier for the receiver fixed. Not much of a receiver if it doesn't have a speaker with noise coming out of it. You know, that's a problem. Over.
Well, QSL, I understand that. Yeah, the noise can be just an annoyance. It's been just really, really bad.
All right, sir. Well, 73s to you. Semper Paratus, Kilowatt Charlie 7, Tango Echo Romeo in Idaho. K9ZPU, do I dare touch the antenna? I'm going to try and get it over your way a little more. K9ZPU, go ahead.
Catching up here. Wanted to make sure I got it on the payroll for the third week in a row here. So it's a beautiful day here in Florida. Right now, like I said before, due to humidity, partly sunny, and a light northeast breeze. So we're doing well. Maybe get some rain tonight, they say. But then they've been saying that all week, and we haven't had anything. So we'll see what happens. So, yeah, looking at this, read in the electric radio journal today that the night of nights, all the fellows coming up here on July 12th. And I always look forward to that. I don't know if you're going to get any Coast Guard representation again. That's, of course, always a New Year thing, but hopefully there will be. Anyway, we enjoy finding out what we can do. And especially hearing if there's any ships respond. Back to you, W5CGC, K9ZPU.
K9ZPU, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good, Pat. Got that 100%. Yep, Night of Nights is coming up in July. KPH, KFS are on the air pretty much every Saturday. They were off the air for a while. They had some severe antenna problems at the transmitter site, and they rely on contributions donated labor, and they had a little bit of a challenge getting some of the antennas back up and on the air, but they have done that, and they're back up and operating again, which is good. They'll be up today if they're not up already. Usually sometime in the afternoons they come up. And so you can probably tune in some of their frequencies. I don't know who else will be up with them this year. I haven't seen the memo on that. I don't know that the Coast Guard stations out there will be on the air. They're really caretaker status only anymore, especially NMC and, well, all of them on the West Coast. So if they get on the air at all, it's usually quite the challenge to make anything work these days. Over.
Yeah, copy that. I know that one of the, it was either NMC or NMO, I think, was going to be on last year and didn't make it. Maybe it was even NMO, I don't know. Yeah, I know every year it just makes sense that one of them will show up. So. They're on now. Yeah, I was just checking their frequency before. And then the contribution. I can't imagine how much work it is. I found the electric radio today. That's the radio balloon that the historical society has in the hand. Wanda has to do it for the Johnson's receivers that they have there. And so hopefully we'll get a response to that too. But from the heat and the humidity, Robert.
Oh, I missed the question. Something about the heat and humidity. There definitely is some of it here, though. Over.
Now, that's what I was wondering. Yeah, if you're baked yet. So, well, it sounds like maybe we're not making the trip too well there, Dick. So I'm going to pass along the 73 for now, and we'll be here again next week. So good to hear you on. My transmitter's holding up. I'm not hitting the sides or anything. And so as long as I don't do that, it'll probably be okay. 73, Dick, have a good week, and we'll talk with you next week. W5CGC, K9ZPU.
You know, one of these days, Pat, you're going to reach over there and try to adjust the volume level on the receiver and jar it just enough. It'll knock it back off. Oh, I hope not. Well, it's good to have you back on the air with us. QSB, that's why I missed the question there, just a little bit of the end of it. But, yeah, we've already had over 100 degrees earlier last, was it last week? I think it was last week. We had like 102 degrees. So we've already busted that barrier for the year, one of the earlier occurrences of that. But, yeah, it's hot enough, definitely hot enough. K9ZPU, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73's to you. We'll see you again next week, let's hope. I think it's November 4, November, Mike Foxtrot.
Yeah, W5CGC is November 4, November, Mike Foxtrot. Hey, join us, Nick. This is Barry. I changed my call sign last week, so... And, wanted to make sure that you resend me the list. I sent an email out last week for the list for the upcoming special event, so I can take a look at that. I don't know what happened to it. It went somewhere. I can't find it anywhere. But good morning there, Dick. And glad I was able to jump in here. We were involved in raising an antenna this morning while actually putting up new feed lines for one of our local repeaters here. It's an inch and 5/8 end of the cable there, Heliac, so it kind of reminded me of the Comstay days. Moving that thing around, but so I just got back from that and wanted to jump in here and see if I could make it into the net this morning with my new call sign, W5CGC and 4NMF.
Well, very good, Barry. Congratulations on the new call. November 4, November, Mike Foxtrot. I didn't know who it was until I put it in the computer, and up you popped. So congratulations on getting the new call. Now I'll get you and Bob messed up, Bob, K4NMF, all messed up from now on. I'm sure I'll be getting those tangled in my logbook, but that's the way she works. Good to have you on board, and your email address, I think I still have your email address, but why don't you shoot me an email, and I will respond to you. That way we get through the firewalls and the spam filters and everything else that might be going on, if you wouldn't mind. My email address is very simple. My call sign at ARRL.net will get the job done. And then I'll respond back to you with the roster. Roger.
Yeah, W5CGC and 4NMF. Very good, sir. Dick, I will certainly do that. I don't know which email address I sent that to you last week at, but I'll use your call sign at ARRL and give that a try. Now, how is my signal? I'm using my new 488 check, putting out about 190 watts, supposedly, at the moment, so I was just wondering how that was working out.
Well, you're not moving the S-meter, but then nobody else has been moving the S-meter much today anyway. But you are Q5 copy. The audio is nice and crisp and clean, and it pierces right through. So I wouldn't change a thing. It sounds really good. Over.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I just wanted to check to make sure it was working okay. So I haven't used this except for once before, earlier this week. So
very good. Well, thanks, Dick. I'm slowly but surely getting my ham shack put back together here, so so we'll see how it goes. I'll see you this afternoon after the net, and we can go from there. Sounds great, and thanks for running the net there, Dick. Great to be able to jump in here again, and I'll give it back to you so you can pass it on to everybody else. W5CGC, this is N4NMF, 73, Dick, and thanks again.
73's Barry, November 4, November, Mike Foxtrot, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. 73, Semper Paratus to you. Nice, hear you better down there than I ever heard you up in Boston. So that's something else, too. Let's see if there's anybody else out there that wishes to check in today, those who've served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve and Auxiliary.
W6VXB, you copy, Dick?
W5CGC, this is W3.
I got you, Ted, real loud and clear, as a matter of fact, but there's a Whiskey 3. I'm trying to, you're a little bit lighter, so the Whiskey 3 again?
Yeah, it's W5CGC,
this is Whiskey 3, Hotel Lima Mike. Aha! The mystery has been solved. Whiskey 3, Hotel Lima Mike. I'm sure somebody's ears just perked up out on the West Coast. There are actually two ears perked up on the West Coast because I got K3BTP and AL7DD both here and on the frequency standing by. So W3HLM, I'll give it to you first. Go ahead. Well, I'm not copying you very good, Harry. AL7DD, did you copy him over?
Well, I can tell there's a signal there, but I can't make maybe one or two words out of that, over.
All right. W3HLM, did you copy? Okay, says he's in Erie, Pennsylvania, Nick. I think visiting with a friend up there using his station. Is that anything you want to relay back? Sounds like he hears you fine. Over.
Hope you're doing well there, Don, and we'll look to you talk to you on the on our on the
How'd you copy, Don? All right, W3HLM and the group, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, W6VXP, what did you do? It's like night and day different. Over.
I think
altitude level here today is you're up and down, Dick. I don't know. I'm only running about 100 watts. I haven't got my behind the thing yet. I gotta move a lot of stuff, so I don't know what happened there. I'm sure I plugged something accidentally. But I've been here the whole time. We have the VSP back to net control.
Okay, W6VXP, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, was that that last transmission? Were you on the R8?
Negative. I'm on the spider, but I'm not really pointed your way. Let me move it. Won't be able to tell much difference. I'm only running, I'm not even sure how much the meter here is. Boy, howdy, I've got some problems. I don't know what they are.
Well, you're plenty strong now. I've got the antenna back to the West Coast, too. That helped out a little bit. But whatever, you sound like your old self, and the signal strength is good right now. Over.
Yeah, I'm using everything normal except for the amp. I don't have the amp on. And on the other rig, it's a Yaesu FT450. I also have a real good Yaesu mic, same mic, identical mic. I don't know why I must have some settings over on the 450 and the speech processor. I'll have to take a look at. I haven't used it very, very, very little for any sideband. I've used it almost exclusively for digital and CW. So I just plugged the other mic into it. I got two Yaesu mics, they're real nice ones, and I don't think it's the mic. I think it's, I strongly suspect it's cockpit trouble, and we'll have to punch the right button. W5CDC, W6VXP.
Yeah, W6VXP, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, is that the 450? Is it the 450D or the original 450?
It's the Delta. It's the Delta.
Okay, I don't know anything about that one. Andy's got the original 450, and his speech processor is only got the equalizer has only got three settings in it, kind of like a high, middle, and a low. You can either turn it on or turn it off, I think. And we just always left it off. Over.
Yeah, I'm almost positive that's the same thing here. I did not look at that this morning, but I'm almost positive it's the same thing. I'm going to go through when I get through here. It's been a tough week, Dick. I got the antenna up, and Mr. Murphy, in small ways, is when you're putting an antenna up, it's incredible. I tell you what, I think he hears about somebody putting an antenna up, and he camps out in their backyard. If a cable can get snagged on a root of grass, or you drop a wrench, it's going to happen when you're putting up an antenna. You're 80 years old, you got oxygen air, and you're struggling, and you're cussing like mad. W5CGC, Whiskey 6, Victor X-ray, Papa.
Well, the fact that you're even attempting to do something like that says a whole lot. Congratulations. Did you? I'd really be interested in hearing what the R8 sounds like. Can you change it over?
Hang on just a minute here. I don't even have the. I have to do some turn the power on. I don't have any of the power on that rig. Go ahead, take somebody, and I'll give you a call on it.
All right, I'm going to turn the antenna. I've got a text message that a station in North Carolina wants to talk to me, and he can't. I don't know if he can't hear me or I can't hear him. It could be either one. So we'll turn the antenna around towards North Carolina and see if that helps out. Bob, KJ4UGE, KJ4UGE, here is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Well, we're pointed at North Carolina about as far as we can point it, other than just reaching out over there. But I don't hear him. He's Marine Mobile, and conditions. I'm surprised I don't hear him. So maybe he's just on a tune-in delay. Let's see if I hear him now. KJ4UGE, go ahead. I can tell he's there, but I sure can't read him. AL7DD, are you getting anything?
Nope, I can't even tell he's there.
Wonder if you got something going. I'm really surprised, because I just worked, I've worked North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, a couple, two or three times today. Mr. Bob, have you got something shorted out? Now I don't hear him at all. Interesting. Well, we'll see if he comes back. Mr. Ted, whenever you get the R8 hooked up, let her rip.
Coming in good, North Carolina.
What do you think,
VXP,
copy, Dick?
Yeah, W6VXP, go ahead.
But I think a lot of it today is just lousy condition, and then I've got something here on the 3001 that's just not plugged in or someplace. Everything seems, all the readings look right and everything, but this is the R8, this is the same microphone, or the same model, but just a different number, serial number. W5CGC, Whiskey 6, Victor X-Ray, Papa.
Yeah, W6VXP, well, you got a nice signal with the R8, but the audio is not as sharp and clear as the it is on the other rig. I got a feeling you got the speech processor turned on, either turned on or the equalizer adjusted. Something's not exactly the same. Of course, I don't get exactly the same signal with this 991 as I do with the FTDX3000 either.
Yeah, Dick, I'll be very truthful. I haven't, I don't really remember when I used this FT450 Delta for single sideman. I think this is the first time it's been on USB in probably well over a year. So I need to go through some of the menus and check that out. I know it's not the microphone. They're the same two mics. And I do use this occasionally on 6 meters, and I've had no problems there. And I've also used this mic on my backup rig on the 897, and I have no problem there either. So I suspect it's in the processor here, like you said. W5CGC with AO7DD on the side, W6VXP.
Yeah, it's a pretty respectable signal today. I'm actually seeing about an S7 on the S meter, and most stations are not moving it today. So the R8 is working. You're getting it's loading up properly, I guess. Not big SWR or anything for you, over?
Yeah, I actually the hardest part obviously was some of the physical work. When I put it up, obviously I only had it up about eight and a half feet, and I've got it up about 15 feet now. And then I put a brand new. I've changed my mind, and I went back and put all new coax in, and I caught every snag, every twist and turn. I must have went up and down that ladder 150 times, and I wasn't very happy camping. But it's not too much trouble. W5CGC with the W6VXP.
All right, well, I just pushed the button here, and now I'm on my R8. I'm sure that made a difference in my signal, but probably not as strong. Over.
Yeah, I lost you down.
Yeah, well, when I went to transmit with my R8, that's when you lost me. Over.
Yeah, okay. I'm on both rigs now.
Okay. Well, there. That's the Yagi. I'm transmitting on right now. And that is the R8, and both of them are tuned up, so that's the big difference in the signal, over.
It just goes in and out, so I hear you really good on the Yagi, but I hardly hear you on the other one.
Yeah, it when conditions are bad, that tends to be what happens there. All right, well, very good, Mr. Ted. D6VXP, W5Charlie, Golf Charlie. Let me see if we got anybody else out there wants to get in here before we shut her down and turn it over to Nick. Anybody else? Final call for check-ins. This is looking for Coast Guard veterans. W5Charlie, Golf Charlie. I got nothing. AL7DD, you want to make a final from up there?
Well, give it a try. This is Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta. Looking for any other stations that have served the country in U.S. Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service, doctors that served with the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary. Want to check into the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Any other stations that served in the U.S. Coast Guard want to check in before we close the net down. Nothing heard, and you're about 4F units different between the R8 and the Piaggy there, Richard.
Yeah, roger. The R8, it would be helpful with that thing if it weren't surrounded by trees, and particularly this time of year with all the foliage at full bloom out there. I'm sure it also has a degrading effect, too. When I put that thing up, I had a lot of QR Nancy in the kitchen yelling at me about better not put that thing where I can see it kind of stuff. Over. He won't care. I don't know what the neighbors might think, but I don't care what the neighbors might think anyway.
Yeah, roger. Okay, well, you got a lot big signal on the Yagi, but the R8 just isn't there. I listened on my R7 or R5, my R5, and it's lowest on the R5 than the other antenna, over.
Roger. Well, let me officially call the end of the net. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, and the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net has now come to a final conclusion for this weekend. 7-3s to everybody.
7-3.